W is for...
Whoa, 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 whoa.
F is for...
Fuck Freddy.
O is for...
Oh, Travis.
D is for...
Dippin' Dots.
Get ready. W, F, O, D.
This program is not for young children to watch alone.
Here we go.
Guys, hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
What up?
Also, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, old popcorn bitch.
Hustlin' Hulse himself.
Hustlin' Hulse.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Travis Hulse is here, everyone. Hello, Travis.
Hello.
Ow.
Guys, I would love to see Hustlin' Hulse in action. Like, actually see him wheeling and dealing.
You want to see the Hustlin' Hulse doing some hustling?
Yeah.
He is some swindling.
I got multiple irons in the fire at all times.
Always working some angle, that Hustlin' Hulse. Guys, Matt's here. Hello, Matt. Matt, hi.
Hi,
how are you? Are you doing good. Matt? You moved, Matt.
I moved.
You spent all weekend moving? And now you're back on the grind?
I feel like you just moved. Didn't you just move?
A few years ago we did.
Has it been a few years ago already?
Travis, it's a flat circle, you know what I'm saying? It's all relative, really. Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. Or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you. There's a lot going on. Travis, I think we really need to discuss the drama from last week. Like, when we left, I'm sitting down here, I'm basking in the glow of another successful broadcast.
The after show glow.
I'm staring at the computer and saying...
Smitten.
Boy, we did it.
God damn it, did we do it.
Another one in the books.
And drunk, he bangs on my door again. And I'm like...
I feel like after every single show, you remember Doogie Howser, how he sat at the computer and he like, you know, he kind of summed up the entire episode in his own little like virtual diary. I want to picture Mike staring out that big picture window, you know, typing away, being like, yeah, baby, we really did it. And summarizing
like at the end of
entire episode.
Every episode of Doug, he's writing into the journal.
Absolutely.
Guys, I don't want to compare myself to those two. I mean, they're fictional. I'm real life. You know what I'm saying?
A real man.
A real man.
Grown ass man, even.
Doing a real goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? This isn't make-believe. This is...
Not some little boys in some little cartoon. You're a real man.
Travis, Drunk just recently bought a new automobile.
And, I did.
The high roller over there. I didn't know.
What type of vehicle did you get, Drunk?
I have a 2018 Nissan Murano.
Oh, man. I bet brand new, having a new vehicle like that, like all the alternators, starters, battery, I bet all really good.
What a great peace of mind it would be to have a brand new vehicle.
It's the Platinum Edition, too, so hide out.
Oh, my God, he splurged.
Yeah, he splurged. He took care of himself, Matt. You know, he treated himself to something fancy.
What could possibly go wrong in a brand new vehicle?
Travis, right? Imagine my surprise when Drunk bangs on the door after the show asking me to give him a jump start.
What?
That's right. Drunk needed a jump start.
Did he leave his lights on?
That's what I said.
I did not leave my lights on, no.
Did you siphon all the gas out of your tank or something?
I did not siphon all the gas out of my tank, no.
So I say, absolutely, Drunk. I have one of those plug-in dealies, the things that they bring you out when they jump start you. You know, they just have like the little thing.
Oh, you got a box. Jump pack?
Yeah, Travis. See, I used to work at a storage place, and some guy just left a brand new one in his storage unit when he moved out, and so I just kept it.
And wish so, you wouldn't have brought that up. It still pisses me off that you quit that because
I know, you know
we had Mark Maron's phone number.
You guys could be in cahoots this whole time because you know he could go in there before the auction people.
Travis, and, I think that was illegal, so I didn't do that. But I think that his email address is just mark@markmaron.com. I mean, it's not too hard to figure out.
Yeah, but that Brendan probably.
Well, probably now, yeah. But guys, so what happened was, I jump started.
You bought a jump pack,
right?
That's right. I bought a jump pack. I jump started Drunk's car. He said, "Oh, thanks, buddy." Starts it back out of the driveway, dies again.
Oh my goodness!
So I think I did that.
Did you leave the lights on again, Drunk?
I didn't. I turned on the lights to leave, but
no. We did it three times with the plug-in thing. And then Drunk says, "Well, maybe we need to go car to car." And, you know, I mean, like, my jump thing worked just fine. We jump started his car. But, like, he was stressed, Travis. And so I humored him. I said, "Okay, Drunk." Right. And I backed my car out of the garage. And we went car to car. We jump started his car again. Tried to get out of the driveway. Didn't. And so, like, you know, he starts his car up and then backs up and then it immediately dies. And so I said, "Drunk, buddy, put your car in the driveway. Deal with it tomorrow.
You're very nice about the whole situation.
Have your girlfriend pick you up. You guys go have a nice dinner."
You couldn't be more of a friend that particular night.
Buddy, pal. And he said, "Okay." So he sits around, he waits for his wife to pull up. And when his wife pulls up, I say, "Why do I keep saying
it?" It might as well be. It's fine.
It's your girlfriend. It's not your wife, Drunk. I apologize. She jump starts him. Mm-hmm. And he says, "Oh, well, her car must have like some magic juice."
Right.
"The four times you jump started my car, I didn't get out of the driveway, but this time's going to be different."
Well,
what type of car did she have?
That, and I know that she'd be following me the whole way. So if I died again, she'd just, you know, jump me again. So
how many times did you jump the car along your journey?
Three.
To get to like a Walgreens down the street.
Yeah, that one, like right there. Like the one that we could walk to in 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah. So Drunk jump started his car another three times en route to get to a Walgreens parking lot, as opposed to my safe, nice driveway.
And can I say this? Like, there is no worse feeling in the world than when there's something wrong with your car. Like, if you can't get it started and you're not at home, you just immediately feel stranded. Even if you're at your own house and your car won't start, you just feel like that's it. It's almost like that feeling of when you're a kid and you can't drive starts to creep back into you.
You need
like
somebody.
You're always like waiting for somebody to pick you up.
Yeah.
You need somebody to come get you.
Just the worst.
Yeah. It is awful.
Yeah. I always have that, like when I have my vehicle in the shop or something getting fixed and I have to wait for my wife to pick me up. It reminds me of when I was 14 and I was like a bus boy at a restaurant and I'd have to call my mommy to come pick me up in the minivan and I'd be waiting outside in the fucking snow, just waiting, tapping my foot, wondering when somebody was going to get there.
Smoking cigarettes at 14.
And keep in mind, guys. I was
smoking by 14.
This was a new automobile. Drunk treated himself. He got the deluxe.
Alternator still got to work on that bad boy.
It's definitely not the alternator because it's a brand new vehicle.
So Drunk, paint us a picture. What happened once you left my driveway?
So left the driveway, jumped it three more times just to get to Walgreens, which is about a 5-minute walk from your house.
Was it early enough that you could still buy a beer to like calm your nerves?
Well, I mean, in theory, yeah, but we didn't. The lady went to go get some McDonald's, and I called my...
I love that. I love, "Hey, why don't you go get us some McDonald's? I'll take care of this."
And then I called my roadside assistance. And so this is probably about 10:30 or so. And my roadside assistants got to this Walgreens about 3:15 in the morning.
What were they doing all that time?
Yeah.
They're awful.
So were you sitting in the parking lot of Walgreens that whole time?
Yeah.
Is
it through your insurance?
And you wouldn't believe.
She couldn't have bought you enough McDonald's for that.
You wouldn't believe how many people walk up and down Shackleford.
Oh, yeah. They're just always walking around. I don't know where they're going.
As far, like, for a major street, holy crap. Like, all night long, people are walking up.
It doesn't matter what time it is. There's pedestrians all the time. Where are they going, Drunk?
Mike, those are all people that own a Nissan, 2018 Nissan.
I had about this, like, 60-year-old.
Trying to get home.
This 60-year-old African-American gentleman asked to use my phone.
He just walked up to you?
Yeah.
Well, anybody ask you for a dollar?
And it's funny, too. So he offered me a dollar.
You couldn't even drive away. Your car was broke.
Right. So I let him use my phone. The lady said where her street was, and he had him on speakerphone. Just so happens to be your street. This dude's so drunk, he walks the other way.
you just let him go.
And I just let him. I let him go.
Oh, yeah.
I got to ask you, was this a 24-hour Walgreens?
It was not a 24-hour Walgreens.
So you had to sit in that parking lot while all of these Walgreens people got out of work and walked to their vehicles to go home?
They were already at home. It was already closed. They were
probably already gone, yeah. I think they probably
Drunk, was this a roadside assistance through your insurance?
Through the Nissan dealership.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
The Nissan dealership that showed you that shitty car.
Well, I'm not going to call it a shitty car, but...
It don't work.
Why wouldn't you? It's brand new and busted.
I mean, things happen. That's why they have warranties.
So you get it to the Nissan dealership.
Yep. So...
That same night?
Same night. Roadside assistants took it directly to the Nissan dealership.
They wash it for you?
They
did. Give it a good washing?
They did. And I did the old key in the night drop. And they are... I get home about 4:15... And
it's a long night.
Nissan dealership opens at 7. So I got about 3 hours of sleep before I went ahead and called them up.
They can't get up any early. What are they on Japanese time? They get up at 7. You get up there at 5-6 o'clock. Get that fucking car fixed.
So I tell them like what happened about how we had to keep jumping in and it kept stalling and da-di-da-di-da-di. They're like, okay, let's take a look at it. And they deem that it's the alternator.
What?
So they say, gotta purchase the part. We don't have any here. It'll be in tomorrow.
They don't have any alternators for the brand new vehicle they sold you?
Guess not.
Did they apologize at least? Like immediately saying, sorry, we sold you a 2018. That's a piece of shit.
Well, I mean, they're the service department. Why would they apologize for what the salesman sold me?
You go over to the sales department and you say, listen here, you sons of bitches.
Right.
You know,
you sold me a broken alternator.
You know that I'm not that guy.
It's a lemon.
Goddamn money I spent.
It's a lemon, Travis, is what it is.
It's not a lemon.
I don't think it's a lemon.
There's laws against this.
So
there's laws for these lemons.
They give me a rental, dotty, dotty, dotty.
What'd they give you?
Oh, not as good as my car.
Oh, of course not. You got the deluxe.
Yeah, they got me a Rogue with no bells and whistles.
Not even one bell?
Not even one. Well, I guess they had Sirius satellite radio still, so
it didn't have a bell or a whistle, but it had a recorder, Travis.
Right. So they called me the next day about 9 o'clock, and I said, all right, well, your alternator came in and we went to install it, and it turns out that your wiring harness is bad. And we
in addition to the alternator?
No, the alternator is fine.
Oh, okay.
Even though they replaced it, the alternator was fine.
Oh.
They'll just put that in some other schlub's Nissan.
Right.
Now they have a part for the next guy.
Yeah. Who needs a part for a 2018? We got it.
So we're going to need to order you this wiring harness. Now, mind you, this is Thursday, so it'll be on Friday. But this part's going to take 12 to 14 hours to put in.
If I can do the math, you're drunk. This is days later.
So you're probably not going to get your car till Monday.
Oof.
Drunk, do you have your car yet?
I do have my car.
Oh, okay. And it works? It starts and stops and stuff?
Yep. Yep. Oh, yep. Good. Yep.
The yeah, I hate dealing with those fucking dealerships. Through work, I've had to send various vans back to get things, you know, repaired that were covered under warranty.
Oh, and where do you work, and what's your boss's name?
You know, they'll fucking, I had 3 months. I had a van in there for 3 months once. Granted, it was an entire engine replacement, but three fucking months to get that done.
Did I ever tell you that time when I bought a Mercury Cougar when I was like 17, 18.
Cougar Hunter, looking for all the ladies.
Loved the thing, right? I had it for about 2 months. It was under extended warranty, and the transmission took a shit.
See, I had a feeling it was going to be a sad story if you only had it for 2 months.
Yeah, about 2 months, transmission completely took a shit. Called the guy I bought it from, and he pretty much told me, too bad.
Right.
And I said, you sold me a piece of shit. And he said, listen here, little fucko. don't talk to me like that. And I said, this is how you do business? And he said, yep, goodbye. So I had to deal with the extended warranty people. And I think it was about the same. It was a good 6-7 weeks that they had my vehicle in there to put a new rebuilt transmission in, because of course the extended warranty people will not put a new one in. They'll only put a rebuilt.
Right.
Travis,
so in the time,
let me remind you that you have a platform here. We should give out this guy's name so that people know not to buy cars from him.
Oh, he's out of business.
Oh.
Yeah, I was not sad when he went out of business. And then he actually went and bought a bar after all of his car dealerships closed down. And that lasted about 7 months before that went out of business. So I think karma bit him right in the ass. So it's fine. The extended warranty, though, with this thing said that it paid for a rental car. So, of course, when I took this thing in, I went and got a rental car from the Ford dealership because I took it to the dealership. I'm like, fuck, the warranty's paying for it. Who cares? And they said, oh, well, we don't have a rental cars here, and a loaner. We're not going to give you a loaner because it's going to be a while. So, but you should be able to take your extended warranty to Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Just rent it and they'll reimburse you. I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So I rented a vehicle, like a little GMC. It was like a Sonoma. It was like the essentially like the S10 to Chevy's S10, and drove that thing around. The dealership got in a transmission, put it in, tried to put it in reverse. The thing wouldn't go in reverse. They got a shitty transmission, so they had to get another transmission. So this is like 7-8 weeks. I've had this rental vehicle for 2 months. I go to pick up my car, grab my car. It's all good. Go to take the rental vehicle back, and they say, oh, that'll be $1,700. And I say, but wait, I had this extended warranty that covers a rental vehicle if I have problems with my vehicle. And they said, oh, yeah, well, it's only through the dealership that you actually had it fixed if they had a rental vehicle. And also, it only covered 3 days worth of a rental. So that'll be $1,700. So essentially, I almost broke even. I might have been ahead about $500 because I think the transmission work cost about $2,200.
Got to sell a lot of blue Pepsis to make that back, Travis.
A lot of blue Pepsis. That's exactly right. That is one of the reasons I was in credit card debt for a good chunk of my 20s.
Yeah, that really sucks. I've had the dealerships do that to me as well, where they're like, oh, yeah, we offer the rental, but they only offer the rental once they diagnose the problem, so they can have the vehicle on their lot undiagnosed for as long as they want. And then once they diagnose the problem, then they can approve the rental. And it's just a fucking, it's so stupid.
It makes you wish that somebody would have taught you how to fix cars, right?
Yeah.
So now I know why Travis is all salty talking shit on my dealership that whole night and next day. Because you had a bad experience. Whereas,
he really did.
I was fired up. Zero money out of pocket. So
yeah, but you didn't have your brand new vehicle.
Yeah, granted, and you just
what did they do? Wash it?
I mean, they fixed what the problem was. I mean,
what the fuck? It's brand new. It shouldn't have a problem. They should give you a gift card towards a purchase of a new vehicle.
While I don't disagree with you, I mean,
thank you.
I didn't have to pay for a rental. I didn't have to pay for any of my repairs. I mean,
did they give you donuts in the morning when you showed up?
They have very nice Starbucks coffee, and they offer ice cream sandwiches. And
but drunk, you were inconvenienced. I mean, you had to stand on the driveway and talk to me for like an hour.
The reality is like that shit happens. Like sometimes you go to a restaurant and they fuck up your order. Like it just this shit happens everywhere. It's unfortunate that it happened with a fucking car, but it's going to happen. Like
I would have demanded that dealership told you exactly who put that wiring harness in when it was built so you could track that son of a bitch down.
A robot did it.
Dox that bastard.
Right.
Matt, do you kind of feel as you get older, like when you're inconvenienced at places, you react to it in a way to where like later on you can congratulate yourself for being so cool and collected in that situation? Like you can be like, man, I was cool with those people, and they really fucked me, and I was good. I wasn't a big dickhead to those
awfully
people.
Awfully narcissistic, Mike. No, I don't think that I...
That isn't how you think?
No.
No, like, you know, when like, people fuck up my order, and, like, I go back, and I'm just like, you know, hey, man, you fucked up my... Like, I went to the Raising Cane's a couple weeks ago, and they didn't give me my credit card back. And I had to turn around and go back to Raising Cane's and go inside. And then they didn't
First of all, that's your fault for leaving without your credit card. You're an idiot.
They didn't hand it back to me.
They didn't hand it back to me.
That's why you say, where's my card? Can I get my card?
Right.
It's the same thing they do over and over again. They swipe
I don't
the card,
think
they give
that
it back.
I ever like self-congratulate myself.
I do all the time, Matt. When I did was a good boy, when I didn't lose my cool, I say, good job, Mike.
I definitely don't self-congratulate, but I don't like fly off the handle. Like if I get a wrong order, if I'm at a sit-down restaurant, I might say something depending on what the error is. If I'm going through fast food and it's the wrong order, or if they forget something or whatever, I never go back. I'm just like, well, I was about to say,
8 times out of 10, they won't let me go. My lady won't let me go back.
But the reality is like, I kind of just think, you know what? There's been times at my job where I've made a mistake, and you know, like, it just people make mistakes. That's life.
But then you were really cool about it, and you say, man, I handled that well.
Speaking of that, today I went to McDonald's for lunch. Fucking order a triple cheeseburger. Get to work. It's a single cheeseburger.
Oh, drunk.
They forgot two of the burgers.
I know. Fucking pimply-faced teenager. How dare
you call
they?
Those sons of bitches up and you demand satisfaction.
Drunk, no, did you sit like as you stared at your one patty and say, and these motherfuckers want $15 an hour?
I actually did. I was like, yep. Motherfuckers.
Machine could have did this.
And if they get this $15 an hour, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna need a hell of a raise. That is for sure. Or else I'm going back to fast food. I don't care.
Say just don't go to McDonald's.
Well, you know, I work in kind of an industrial park, and there's not many fast food places in the area.
So. Yeah. Drunk, you can make yourself a nice sandwich to take to work, or maybe a little rice bowl or something.
That requires waking up an extra 20 minutes early. And
there you go, drunk. Make yourself a rice bowl.
I like my sleep.
Got some leftover chicken in there, a little cilantro.
I don't know if I've ever talked about it if here on the show.
If I got to wake up before.
One of the big thrills, I think, of going to fast food is just seeing what the end order is going
to
be.
Right, the roulette of are they going to get it right this time or not?
Yeah, I was super excited about 2 weeks ago because I've been abstaining from fast food for the most part, and I was really jonesing for an Arby's chicken bacon Swiss and curly fries. So I was out and about doing some things during the work day, and I'm like, I'm going to swing into Arby's on the way back to work. I'm going to get myself a chicken bacon Swiss. Very excited. So I order my chicken bacon Swiss with curly fries and a diet Coca-Cola. And I get it. I pay for it. I drive to work and I sit down and I'm very excited. It's been a long time since I had that greasy deep fried patty.
It's a big
coated with a bunch of shit.
Chicken bacon Swiss too is so fucking
God,
good.
God, is it good. It's got that sauce, that honey mustard sauce or whatever that is on there. And that's all that, that's bacon.
Those curly fries? Yeah.
Oh, and you dip the curly. Cool. If the sauce comes out of the sandwich, you could dip your curls in it. Oh, my God. So I go and I get this. I open the little Arby's box.
A little treat for you, Travis.
oh, it's such a treat. It was in the middle of a work day. It was probably a shitty work day like most are. This is my little pleasure island. And I took a bite out of this thing and I'm like, the fuck? Like, did they change the chicken bacon Swiss? There's like lettuce and shit all over this. Oh, there's no. Like tomato. What is, I don't taste any, where's the honey mustard? This is not Swiss. I open it up. There's no bacon. There's no Swiss. There's no honey mustard sauce. I look at the receipt. I'm like, I know I ordered a chicken bacon Swiss. Well, they heard me say I wanted a crispy chicken sandwich.
Oh, boy.
I sat down with a crispy chicken. Who goes? I don't want a crispy chicken sandwich from Arby's.
Why is that even on the menu?
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's garbage. You put extra stuff on it.
Well, you know they got the new King's Hawaiian with the chicken patty and the roast beef and the steak and the bacon.
Oh, they should put some fucking smokehouse brisket on there too.
Oh yeah, I was at Taco Bell the other day, and my orders at Taco Bell are pretty extensive. And I'm going through my order. You know, I place my order. I get up to the front, and this Taco Bell is notorious for fucking up my order.
Yeah, well, always, every Taco Bell is notorious for.
They always
up your
leave
order.
Something out.
The thing about Taco Bell with me is, I just like name off. I just look at the menu and name off a bunch of shit. And so even if it was wrong, I don't think I would know because
you
I
would
just
know.
I just like yell out a bunch of shit, and then I say that sounds about right, and then stop.
Right. So I try to always look at my order, like think of it like, okay, there's like two taco type things, there's a couple burrito type things. So like I know what I'm looking for when I rummage through the bag. And I go through it and I'm like, oh, they forgot my chicken quesadilla. So I look at the lady in the window and I'm like, hey, I don't have a chicken quesadilla in here. And she goes, oh, hold on, can I see that bag? I hand her the bag back. She comes, you know, she looks through it. She hands me the bag back and she goes, I'm sorry, but I must not have heard you say the chicken quesadilla. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Here's my card. I'll pay for my chicken quesadilla. You can just add it. She goes, I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to go back through the line.
What?
And it's a huge line. Like I had already waited probably like 15 minutes from order point to the window. And I said, okay, no, I mean, it's a big line. I'll just wait here.
Oh, Matt, like, sorry, you weren't sir. Cool, Matt.
There's a huge line here.
Don't pat yourself on the back for that one.
And she's like, you have to, you're going to have to go through. And I'm like, okay, but I ordered it back there and I'm here and I'm going to have to go through this all again. She's like, I'm sorry. It's my fault.
My Doritos Loco Taco is going to be soggy by the time I fucking wait for this quesadilla if I go back through the line, lady.
So I didn't want to be, though, that guy that fucking has a meltdown over a chicken quesadilla.
Right.
And I realized
that's when you undo your soda and splash in her face and say, fuck you, bitch. And walk.
But I just looked
off.
At her. And I was like, okay. And I just drove away because I'm like, I'm not going to throw a fit over chicken. I've already ordered so much food.
You should have said, I want to talk to your manager in the drive-thru window with all those cars behind you.
Made a big goddamn scene.
Oh, got out of the vehicle.
It happens. Trust me. I worked at a Taco Bell. I've been there and done that.
That's the thing is, I was like, you know, this dumb bitch has probably had a bad day with a bunch of fucking assholes. You know what?
Well, yeah, she's probably having a bad day when she's getting all these orders wrong. Matt, you got to take your shirt off. Then she knows you.
Yeah, but she's probably like, you know what? Other people freak out on her. I'm just like, you know what? At some point for her being a bitch right now, karma will come back on her and it's fine. I'll just move on without my.
See, when I were to Taco Bell, I'd have been like, chicken quesadilla on the hop, but I wouldn't even charge you for it. I'd have just given it to you.
You can't tell me that one of those assholes behind you in line didn't order a chicken quesadilla.
Right.
Where she could have just tossed it in the bag.
Right. Even if it was a steak quesadilla, just give it to him and be like, there you go, buddy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Guys, last week I talked about my electrical woes and
turns out we have fans.
Yeah, Scrambler reached out to me and was trying to diagnose my electrician woes, and I sent him. He asked me for pictures, and I sent him pictures, And he was doing a lot of electrical jargon to me that I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. And he wasn't ultimately helpful. Like, once he got the picture, maybe he just got the picture so he could make fun of me. But because once he got the pictures, he didn't really talk to me anymore.
I'm still angry at you about this. We've been doing this. Somehow our period synced where you had these electrical problems, and not a day later, I'm sitting downstairs. I'm like taking eBay pictures because the best light is in my bedroom, and the wife is in the adjoining room on the treadmill watching Ugly Betty or some shit. And we're talking, and all of a sudden, the power flashes. I'm like, what the hell? There's no storm or anything. And look up at, like, my daughter from upstairs. Hey, power's out. Daughter says, no, power's up here. And I look at my alarm clock, and it's like it's doing like this flickering thing. My lights are doing these flickering things. Power comes back on. Hooray. No big deal. All of a sudden, it goes back out again. Flickers off. And no power, gone. But just in on one circuit in my breaker panel, no breaker tripped, just one circuit. And come to find out, like, there's only one thing that works on the entire circuit on this breaker, and it's my bedroom lights, which is a saving grace because it's not an emergency. But all of the outlets on my bedroom and the adjoining room, and also the light switch in the adjoining room, do not work, and I can't figure it out. I've looked for loose wires. It's the ghoul. It's spooking around. Yeah, WFOD troll is coming to get us.
Haunting the boys.
I'm telling you guys need to get diversify your friends, dude. You gotta have an electrician friend.
My father-in-law is an electrician.
Gotta have an electrician friend and some friends with trucks for when you move.
A plumber friend, a mechanic friend. I got them all, man.
You gotta have
somebody who can fix your wire harness.
Swipe
on a
brand new
vehicle.
If you have a friend that knows how to fix a sink,
and then you gotta have a jack of all trades who half ass knows everything.
I've alienated everybody who's been my friend over the years. So all those people that knew how to do stuff that have helped me in the past, I don't talk to them anymore.
You know, a lot of those people, Travis, I'd rather pay a stranger $800 than maintain a friendship with them. So. Guys, what I was getting at with that is that, a listener reaching out and
thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll be back.
Hello, listener. There's things you need to know
online and on your mobile device.
This is Strange Label.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Dumbo didn't do too hot. Of all the live-action Disney remakes, it ranks the lowest. Or second lowest if you don't adjust it for inflation. Any way you look at it, it didn't perform great. And with a 51% Metacritic, it only put up 39 points. Zombie Cast is now looking for a big opening for Godzilla King of Monsters to stop the bleeding. But with no Marvel movie on their roster, that little elephant might have really screwed them. Shazam more than doubled Pet Sematary this weekend. We'll have finals for those two next week.
WFOD.
If you have a problem and no one else can help, and you don't defend their delicate sensibilities, maybe you can hire the Millennium AT.
There ain't no Wi-Fi here.
And now here's Drunk with a look at the weather.
It's fine out. Not too hot, not too cold. Don't let that stop you from commenting on it, though. Weather small talk is literally the only safe topic left before we devolve into a full monkey chaos. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
We'll be right back.
I remember.
What a great fucking song, Mike.
That shit gets me fucking jazzed.
This song is in my playlist, and every once in a while during a run, it comes on, and I just, like...
You run faster.
Faster, harder.
I'm pretty sure the song reminds me of buying a car.
I would say that this is probably the only good Motley Crue song.
It's the only good one. They're all trash, except for this song.
Bullshit.
See, Travis, did you see The Dirt? Travis?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, loved it.
I mean, it sucked, Travis. It was a bad movie. You know, the Motley Crue guys, they were heavily involved in the making of that movie and shaped it. And see, the thing is like, they're shitheads.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with that one bit. They're bad, absolutely shitheads.
They're bad guys.
That came from the era where you got to be a dickhead for being a famous rock star.
And really, they made a movie that just kind of said, hey, look, we're dickheads. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I don't know that everybody should be shocked about that. Like, every band in the 80s, every fucking 80s hair metal band, but not just them. Like, before that, you know, bands like Ozzy and Black Sabbath, like, they were trash in hotel rooms. That was just... what you did. Steel Dragon was fucking doing crazy parties in hotel rooms. Like, it was nuts, man.
Because it's cool. Yeah, it's cool to do that, man.
We were all children if we were born in the 80s. And there was like a time of excess. So if you got to be famous all of a sudden, because it did happen fairly quickly for rock stars at that time, where all of a sudden you got monies, girls, drugs, and got transported around the world and essentially got a free pass to do whatever the hell you want. And I can't say for certain, and I don't know that any of us can, that if all of a sudden we were all super famous and there were women throwing themselves at us. And
right,
there were
we would
people,
all cheat on our wives. You're right, Travis.
Right. There were people throwing drugs and money at us, that we wouldn't all be pieces of shit.
So I don't understand what Jody's talking about in the chat. Like, he's like, oh, he's 32, so he's never seen them live.
Right. I saw them like 4 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing.
Yeah, I think their farewell tour was like a couple months ago.
I'm pretty sure they played Hollywood Casino last year.
And I agree with Jody. Like, I think there's only a couple of good songs. I don't think they're terrible musicians. They're terrible people for sure. You know, I liked The Dirt more than I liked Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody, I thought, was a terrible, awful shit movie. The Dirt was a little bit more fun and actually kind of showed the dark side of the band, but they kind of glossed over some of the shit, you know, like they showed some of it, and they showed how Vince Neil killed that fucking guy in the band. They showed Tommy Lee, you know, smacking one woman.
Yeah. Nikki Sixx killing himself with heroin and then doing heroin right afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, we'll talk about it. They definitely made it seem a little prettier.
Vince Neil's daughter dying was fair game, but they couldn't even bring up that Pam Anderson was there. Pam Anderson was the best thing that came out of the Motley Crue.
And they called her a porn star. That's why Heather Locklear broke up with Tommy Lee in the movie. Is like, oh, we saw you out with that porn star.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she was a porn star after she met Tommy Lee, I guess.
Yeah, which it's great.
Wasn't even mentioned, Travis.
No.
Jody B, you're right. Vince did kill a guy, but Michael Jackson also fucked some boys. So,
well, it's not either or, Matt.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
Motley Crue can be shitheads, and Michael Jackson can be a shithead.
Right.
It isn't a shithead competition. There's lots of shitheads.
I work with one of the other guys at work. He's like a super Motley Crue guy. Like, he's seen them a billion times. And he's read the book multiple times that this movie's based on. And he said that it is, for a movie on Netflix, is pretty true to the book except the fact that they leave a lot of shit out, because how can you pack an entire book into an hour and a half Netflix movie?
Right.
Can we say, though, that all of the dudes that played the guys did a good job, though? Like, even Machine Gun Kelly, who I think is kind of a douchebag, I thought did a great job playing the doof Tommy Lee.
Yeah, I totally think so. I thought that this movie, while it definitely did seem like made for TV style of how it was filmed, and the acting wasn't great. Again, if you would ask me what did I like better, this or Bohemian Rhapsody? Like this, way more. Bohemian Rhapsody, I thought, was really bad, really cheesy, and they just kind of fluffed it to make Queen look great. And this movie was like, yeah, actually, Motley Crue, they were kind of a piece of shit.
Those gays are using you, Freddie.
Yeah.
Your band. Come back to your family. Get away from those gays.
We're just a band that, you know, play for the people at the back of the room. That's what we do.
That's pretty good.
Those evil gays with their mustaches.
Right.
No. They're taking you to a life of drugs.
I'm just hoping that this opens the gate. I want to see the Guns N' Roses movie, right? Because I want to see Axl being a complete piece of shit and like Duff being all fucking strung out. I very much want to see the Guns N' Roses movie.
So we need to see
all of these movies, but you know, at the same time, I just hope that they, you know, they kind of show it with a sense of honesty. Like I thought that whole scene where on the bus when Tommy Lee smacked that girl on the bus, I was kind of like. Like they gave him a reason to do it. Like she called his mom a cunt, and he was like, he smacked her. Oh, you called my mom a cunt. Now I'm running to the back of the bus. He fucking beat women. He beat almost every woman that he was with. Every single girl he was with called his mom a cunt.
Yeah, when he's involved, like he can beat. Yeah, but I was justified. She called my mom, and you don't talk about my mama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, gotta respect your mama.
I would hit that girl too if she called my mom a cunt.
You should have hit, because he thought his mom was a cunt. So why?
Right.
Why'd he slap that woman?
Yeah, I know. That was just.
In the chat, Jody says Guns N' Roses is going to have a big gap in the middle. No, Jody, that's the movie I want to see. I want to see nothing about when Guns N' Roses was big. I just want to see Axl Rose trying to make Chinese democracy. I want the Chinese democracy. Yeah, I don't care about the Steve Perry years of Journey. Yeah. I want to see the Journey biopic when they got that Filipino kid off YouTube.
I agree. Like, I want to see that Guns N' Roses where he finally settles on Buckethead to play in his band for Chinese democracy. And he's like, well, I don't know. I guess Buckethead will do.
Buckethead's a hell of a fucking guitar player, but it's probably hard to carry on a conversation with
him. I want to see where Dr. Pepper strong arms Guns N' Roses to release their album.
I want to see, like, the buddy comedy of Buckethead and Marshmello. Right? Like the Marshmello DJ guy and like Buckethead just doing like a cross country road trip or something.
It's not a bad idea.
It's a pretty good movie, I bet.
That one of them goes and gets the donuts and then they get a call.
I was totally shocked the way this movie started out, where there where all of the band Motley Crue's in that like hotel party. And and he's going down on that girl and then she just squirts. Like that was.
And they cheer. Everybody cheers.
Yeah.
You know, guys,
that's where we're at now.
Speaking of the rock and roll bands, friend of the show, John Popper, who we had on a while ago, and we had a very long, intricate conversation about fast food.
Matt still has like a texting relationship with John Popper.
Every once in a while, I shoot him a text.
Yeah.
Everything's
mostly about odometers and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going to text him right now.
See, John Popper, what I was thinking was, you know, we should get John Popper back on the show. And, you know, I have contacts for him. I figured that's an easy booking, right? I just pull up our conversation from a couple years back and I email him again, say, hey, John Popper, come back on the show. Let's talk about your touring and stuff. And I find his publicist and I'm thinking... Well, maybe before I email this lady, I should check and make sure she's still John Popper's publicist. And so I Google the lady and I find like this incredible tale, guys, about John Popper's, it turns out, former publicist. He was actually interviewed about her her shenanigans, and he said, yeah, I had to get rid of that gal. She's crazy. So this publicist, she wrote a young adult fiction novel, and she was, and this is all allegedly. I don't think she's ever admitted it. I think it's kind of been shown, but I don't think she somehow got, like, when the New York Times does their bestsellers list, they don't actually like have a legitimate count of how many books were sold. They get like an estimation from, like, you know how like some people have the Nielsen boxes, and so then they can kind of give you an average of, you know, oh, well, if this many people watched it, then multiply that by all the people watching TV, and that's what it is. She got the list of who was a bookstore that was, you know, that the New York Times list counted. And she would call all of these bookstores and request to buy 29 copies of her own book. Because if you buy 30, it's a bulk order and it doesn't count. So she bought 29. And she did that and like bought a shitload of them and somehow was able to get herself on the young adult New York Times bestseller list, like ahead of like The Hate U Give and like other huge books that she had. And she was a self-published author.
That's genius.
That no one had ever heard of. That did this like gaming thing to get on this list. And they figured it out. And, you know, she said, oh, well, you know, I went to a lot of conventions and had a lot of pre-orders and, you know, I was buying copies.
She had to sell them at conventions. She needed the books.
Yeah. I was buying copies at stores to honor my convention pre-orders and stuff.
That's a hustle that the Hustlin' Hulse can give a stamp to.
Yeah.
So yeah, she got caught. And they took her off the list. They yanked her off. And this was a while ago. And again, it's all alleged.
I would have sued. But I would have sued the New York Times for taking me off the bestseller list when technically she did everything right.
She didn't do everything right, Travis. She cheated.
So
she bought her own books. It's a best-selling book. She bought 29 from every one of these places.
I think she did what Nickelback did. I think Nickelback just goes and buys hundreds of millions of copies of their. Who's buying all these Nickelback records, Travis?
I know a lot of people that like Nickelback.
I think Nickelback
is still pretty popular.
Storage units full of Nickelback albums.
So more,
we're gonna find a bunch of Nickelback albums washing up on the shores of France, and it's gonna be a mystery for like 30 years until we figure out there was like a freight liner, right. Like capsized.
So moral of the story, you got John Popper.
No, I forgot. I got so deep into this goddamn rabbit hole with the gal in her young adult book that I never reached out. And who would I even talk to now?
You
this
got
lady got fired.
You got side, Matt.
Yeah.
You got to get John. Use your text friendship with John. He's going to be on the marathon. We'll get John Popper on the marathon.
Guys, I gotta see that schedule. How's the schedule coming along? Is it looking
really you know
good?
What? I am more proud of this schedule than my two kids. That's all I'm saying.
Guys, 400 is coming up. It's
less than a month away.
May 4th, less than a month away. But you know what?
Remember when we announced this thing like weeks and weeks ago and we were like, man, it's like 2 months. There's plenty of time.
Yeah,
there's still
coming
there
up quick, Travis.
There was plenty of time, man. We've got this schedule looking polished. Good.
I'll tell you what, though, guys, we're not coasting. There's a bunch of stuff coming up this month. This month is looking pretty good. So don't think that we're saving the bits that really work for the fourth. We're bringing the heat every goddamn week this month. It's I'll tell you what. I don't know what the schedule looks for the fourth, but the schedule for the rest of the month is looking pretty good right now.
Did y'all catch that WrestleMania on Sunday?
Drunk, I watched the WrestleMania. I watched the whole thing.
All 7 hours of it?
I watched the whole fucking thing.
Fuck yeah, dude. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, I watched it, and like I didn't skip very much.
Sure. So I guess my thing with it is this particular year, they kind of gave it the old fan service.
Did you guys see B-Rob in the crowd while you were watching it?
I was watching B-Rob's updates on the Insta. B-Rob is very active on social media, and his journey to WrestleMania was that B-Rob, Travis, I'll tell you, B-Rob, he's a good follow on the Insta.
He's a good dude.
I like that B-Rob. He's a nice guy.
He's out there hustling. I respect that.
But yeah, the WrestleMania, all the good guys won.
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, guys, you like these guys? Well, they're all going to win.
Like Yokozuna then?
Yeah, Yokozuna, he won.
But yeah, seven belts.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
And they all went to good guys.
Oh, dude, speaking of Brett the Hitman Hart, so he was inducted with the Hart Connection on Saturday night.
Oh, was Owen Hart part of that?
No, Jim the Anvil Neihart was. Anywho.
Who's also dead.
He's also dead. But his daughter was there. So Brett the Hitman Hart is in the middle of giving a speech. Next thing you know, some dude just comes out of nowhere and tackles this guy.
He's got to be like 60 now, right?
Oh, older than that. And he can barely
recently
walk.
Recently had a stroke.
and he's been diagnosed with the CTE, so he's like not in good shape.
Yeah, let's get him.
He's not fucked up like Razor Ramon was fucked up on that Jake the Snake documentary, was he?
No, he's like real fucked up.
So anyway, next thing you know, all these yoked-ass wrestlers basically break character and just start whooping this dude's ass, dude. It was...
Is this just some rando from the crowd?
Just some rando
crowd
from the crowd.
Rando in a Rasta hat, Travis. You didn't see the video?
So this, I saw like the GIF. So, but this was just like some dude, like it was like the wrestling equivalent of like streaking across the baseball field.
Yeah, yes. But he tackled an old man.
who's giving a Hall of Fame speech. This is like tackling damn Cal Ripken Jr. while he's giving his Hall of Fame speech.
Who is probably also close to 70. How is Bret Hart doing? Is he okay? He was actually, when I paid attention to wrestling when I was a kid, like I loved Bret.
He can barely stand on his own. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, he's not doing great, Travis.
Because which
is crazy, because he was wrestling like a few years ago. Bret Hart's last match was January 10th, 2000.
Oh, so he's been out of the game a while. Jesus,
that's like 9 years.
Honestly, I feel like that was 5 years ago.
But really, it was 19 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Why did I feel... I don't know.
19 years ago, I was 19 years old.
Sorry, guys.
It happens.
My apologies.
A lot happens in 19 years.
You feel like he's living in a trailer like Mickey Rourke was in that movie, The Wrestler? You know, like a lot of these wrestlers, so he's like got to come back to do something, wrestle, to make some money.
Nah, they did pretty good for themselves, for sure.
I was going to say, Bret the Hitman Hart probably merchandised the shit out of himself to make plenty of money.
His niece is in the WWE, so I mean, if he's really that bad off, he can just ask her for some money.
I don't think a lot of these guys have as much money as you think they do.
Well, I don't think so at all, because I mean they're all contractors. Now, granted, they probably make a decent amount, but especially at that time when he was huge, those guys were blowing fucking money like crazy.
Right, well, and everything
and, like, what was his income?
Everything that they create is the property of the WWE.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. So all that merchandise. Really, well, I'm sure some of them have different contracts and work out different deals. You know, they probably kind of got fucked. Now, I think, you know, Brett was fine.
Yeah, and in the chat, they're mad at me because I need to watch my mouth what I say about Bret Hart. I'm not saying Bret Hart wasn't a fun, entertaining wrestler to watch. I'm saying I just don't think he's as rich as you think he is.
Yeah, and also you're saying that he's the one that drove his brother to kill everybody.
Why is Jody B in all caps?
He's mad because I said that Bret Hart isn't as rich as everybody thinks he is.
The WWE, the wrestling industry, is a lot like the comic book industry, where you think like, oh, this guy created this comic book character who's now a movie. And you're like, oh, that shit, that guy's got to be just fucking loaded with cash. It's like, no, that guy created a character for a company who owns every bit of that thing and is making all of the money.
Yeah, yeah. They're back in the truck up to D.C.
Right.
And shoveling money out the back door with a snow shovel. And then they, like,
talking about
take a bundle or two.
He's alive still, really. What does that mean?
I don't know. Matt, ignore the chat.
What does that mean?
They take like two bundles out of that truck.
As far as the hearts go.
He's and they mail they it to throw Bret it Hart. On what's-his-face's lawn.
Well, you know, he did have, you know, you remember the Wrestle Buddies back in the day? The little pillows that you could body slam those are around? Great. It was him, the Macho Man, the Hulk Hogan, and the Ultimate Warrior. Those were the four you could get.
Right.
There was actually two, and I don't follow him anymore on Twitter, but there's a guy on Twitter, John Squires, who's Freddy in Space. He had somebody make Freddy pillow, like Freddy pillow buddies, just like that. So there's the you can buy Freddy Krueger in a special pillow friend.
Nice. According to CelebrityNetWorth.com, Bret Hart is worth $14 million.
Every celebrity that I hear talk about CelebrityNetWorth.com says that's full of shit. And I always look it up. I do the same thing you do.
Well,
I
maybe he's going and doing signings. Maybe he's charging $200. I mean, we don't know what he does. But I'm just saying, like, you know, the guys who were big in the late 80s, early 90s.
And you never know. He might have had a good investor in the 80s.
Yeah, who knows? I mean,
he's got that early Apple stock. You never know.
Yeah.
As long as he's not like Ric Flair, who drank all his money and just pissed everything away, he's probably fine.
I mean, I don't know what's like $14 million for a huge celebrity or like, you know, WWE superstar. I mean, I think there's people who are worth more.
Well,
right.
And Travis, on the kick that you were talking about, like I read somewhere that all of those live action Disney movies that they're making that are based on the cartoons, like the writers for the cartoons that basically made the outline of what they're doing, they're not getting shit. They're not getting credit. They're not getting anything.
No, because they were writers for hire to write something that was based on a public domain
right
property. So Disney not only got the idea for free, they paid these writers to work for hire. And now that they're capitalizing on the beloved movie that the writer made.
But yeah, I mean,
the writer gets nothing.
They're you know, the guy who decided to make the genie blue, the guy that made all those decisions for the original, they're just making another movie. And like, those people can go get fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They actually say that's even going to the comic book things too. It's like Disney owns Marvel, and most of the creators that I've heard talk says that Marvel will give some of the creators a little bit of a kickback, but that DC Comics is actually really good about paying like some kind of royalties for using the created characters in movies. But Disney, being the behemoth that it is looking for any loophole not to pay people for using their characters.
Yeah. I guess what are you going to do about it?
Oh, that sucks.
What are you going to, you're going to sue us? We're Disney.
Yeah, we can have this in court for two decades and not even take a hit. You're fucked. If you want to litigate this,
we just bought Fox. You think that we're going to have a problem fighting a lawsuit with you?
It's fine.
Well, I mean, it's not fine, but
what are we going to do about it? Really,
right. Nothing.
Not going to do nothing, Travis.
Well, I mean, we could do one of those White House petitions.
Oh, the change.org.
Change.org.
That'll get it done, Travis.
Trump will sign off on that.
Let's do it. We'll say, hey, you know, Disney should really pay those guys. You know?
Let's do it, and then we'll share it on our social media.
That's what it'll say. It'll say, sign the petition. Disney should really pay those guys.
Well, yeah. What's a couple hundred K for Disney? Nothing.
Travis, let's just start doing petitions on our website.
Yeah, and then we'll share them on social media, and hopefully people will join the cause.
Sign the petition. Disney should really pay those guys. Drunk, do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week?
Yeah, sure. So Drunk's pick of the week, starting tomorrow for the next 7 weeks, Drunk will be getting little sleep and alienating his girlfriend because it is playoff season.
Yeah.
Woo!
Kind of playoff.
Hockey, the NHL.
Well, is that over already? It feels like it just started back up.
The season? The season just ended, Travis.
Yeah, I feel like it just started.
The second season.
Time for the playoffs, guys.
Drunk, are you rooting for Alex Jovechkin?
I'm rooting for the St. Louis Blues because I'm from St. Louis.
So that's a yes.
And then secondarily, I usually root Canadian teams.
Like the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah, sure. But we're playing a Canadian team first round, so I can't root for them. But
The Ontario Canucks?
I believe they're the British Columbia Canucks.
Do you think the Boston Bruins will do well?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a pretty good
team. It'll likely be Tampa Bay when it comes.
What about the LA Maple Leafs?
And then I guess secondarily, I leave on Friday and we'll be going across the country. So
you going to meet up with Matt, Drunk?
I'm going to try my best.
You going to try your best? Drunk, are you going
to I hope so. I don't think it's going to happen, with Drunk? But...
Is he
what
just
are these goddamn sojourns that you take with your lit? You got to come up north, baby. You got to come up to the old Wisco.
See the old Wisconsin Dells and ride the rides.
See the Dells? I'll meet you in the Dells, motherfucker. We'll go on some roller coasters and enjoy the America's largest water park.
Visit the Uber. Is that a thing?
Matt, do you have a pick of the week, Matt? Something you want the people to know about, Matt?
A pick of the week.
Does not get that much time off, by the way.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna go with sour beers. I've really been on a sour beer kick. I think I was talking about it before the show.
You were.
I'm a huge fan of sour beers. Love them.
And I was saying anything that ends with IPA, I'm out. So
I'm telling you, man. I think if you had a really good sour beer, you would change your mind. They're a lot of fun. They taste great. I think as we go into spring and then summer, there's a lot more that will be coming out. I think they're gaining a little bit more popularity.
I don't know. Just to me, if it ends in IPA, I might as well lick a skunk's butthole.
Just go to your liquor or your beer store or whatever and ask them what they have for sours and try them out. They're really great.
Okay.
Hello, beer man. What's sour this week?
Travis, you have a... pick of the week, Travis?
Travis's pick of the week. I had a pick of the week, but I'm going to save it for next week now because I'm still in the process of devouring it. I have to say that Doom Patrol, the latest episode, was unbelievable. Doom Patrol on DC Universe is such a good show. It's bonkers. It's completely fucked up, but also has a lot of heart. So
is this something that you can torrent or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, certainly.
You can torrent it. I've got
But if you enjoy the show and you'd like to see more of them get made, please support it with money. Because if you torrent it, they don't support it with money. They're not going to make anymore. So that's
well,
how that
to
kind
be
of
fair, is. Travis, I torrent and then I also tweet like, hey, it's a good show.
Yeah, your tweets cost a lot of money.
Hashtag big fan.
Travis, I'll tell you what my pick of the week is, Travis.
Please do.
Torrent.
Move on. Went and
fucking douchebag. Fuckhead.
I went and saw that Shazam, Travis.
Oh, you paid money to see something?
Thank you. It was fucking $30. I wish I'd fucking torn it.
Actually, he used his movie pass on it.
I don't have a movie pass anyway. That's garbage.
Travis, he's only got 400 shares of movie pass.
That goddamn Shazam. It was a delight, you guys. It was a lot of fun.
My lady said she thinks it looks stupid. I think it looks okay.
Drunk, it looks stupid.
I'm hearing a lot of great things.
And Drunk, I'll tell you, to a certain extent, it is stupid.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Is it corny?
The whole premise of the guy
a little bit
kind
of corn.
Ridiculous,
well, here's right? the thing, Drunk. It's like a 14-year-old boy
right.
who gets magical wizard powers
sure.
and becomes a full-grown man.
Right.
But he still acts like a
superpowers.
Like a boy.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But he's a man
so
who
it's,
fights yeah. crime.
So it's big as a superhero.
It's right. big superpowers.
It is exactly that. It is exactly what it is.
I said that like six times.
Yeah.
While you guys were.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
It's
yeah. I don't need – Matt, I don't need credit. I've gotten old enough to where I can sit back and I can think about later and see, like, man, I handled that situation really well.
Travis, I can probably get you a couple of really great torrent sites if you're interested.
You fuck your torrent. Hey, actually, I don't pay for music. Could you hook me up with those torrent sites?
See, what's the difference, Travis? What's the difference?
Well, because...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, explain. Did his mic cut out? Perfect time for his mic to cut out, isn't it?
Right in the middle as he's getting ready to be a diatribe.
Get Spotify. It's $10 a month. It has every album ever. And they pay 0.00004 cents every time. So guys,
something pay artists.
So guys, that's a show. Thanks for coming out. Good turnout in chat tonight. We'll do it again next week. We appreciate everybody. Drunk, we appreciate everybody.
Right? Absolutely, 1,000%.
Guys.
I feel like I appreciate them more than you do.
There's some big fucking shows coming up next couple of weeks. I'm telling you, big shows. You're not going to want to miss it.
No drunk next week and no Matt the week after that. So,
still.
I'll be here for every goddamn one of them.
I mean, we got the goddamn gator, you know? What more do you want from White us? You know what I'm saying? Got the gator. The gator chomps. You turn on Winston. Gator fucking chomps.
I'm sure he could do a solo show. I have no doubt in that. And I'm still
asleep. Welcome to WFOD presented by Travis Hulse. This is a very special episode. Everybody else died.
Guns out, funds out.
When you make breakfast after 10, and I smell the coffee on your fingers, I still smell the perfume in the bed. The crushed linen roses are on everything, and you're still inside my head. Oh, you gotta make her know how it feels to miss you. Let her know you're swapping sides. You're not the one with all the problems. No, no, you're the one with all the pride. So just pick your head up, boy, and walk away. Walk the coolest walk that you know. 'Cause in a month or two, she'll call you. Hang up the phone. And I hope she knows I've got this memory that won't ever seem to break or bend.
No way.
A thick lock and sheetrock is on my windows in the kitchen. I don't think I'll ever take them down again. No. And I've learned a lot from all these breakups and makeups and fuck-ups and fake-ups. Things that I wish you could comprehend. Yeah, comprehend. But for now, I'll lace up these wingtip shoes, boys, and I'll go and have breakfast with my new friends. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta make her know how it feels to miss you. Let her know you're swapping sides. You're not the one with all the problems. You're not the one with all the problems. You're the one with all the pride. Oh, here we go. You're not the one with all the problems.
She's the one that's full of shit. So just pick your head up, boys, and walk away. Yep. Walk the coolest walk that you know. Yeah, I know you know that in a month or two she'll call you. The phone.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you, and goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself.